World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, something's happening here, and what it is ain't exactly clear. I can't tell you what's going on. Good morning, folks. Coach Dave live. Kind of wondering if I'm even alive here this morning. All kinds of computer issues here back in the humble abode down in my multi-million-dollar studio. I don't have power to my computer. My computer won't kick on. I do seem to have internet. I have my computer in front of me, but I can't get online, and I don't even know how strong the signal is. I'll get some feedback from all of you out there. By the way, there's the green screen. You normally see Coach Dave's stadium up there. Well, that's what it looks like. I'm sitting down in my studio in front of my green screen and ready to roll here today. I'm going to do the best I can. First of all, I really want to thank Chad did better yesterday than I thought. I mean, that sounds awful, doesn't it? Chad did a great job yesterday, and Michelle and I listened to it on the way back from St. Louis, driving in our convertible. We listened to it on the way back, and got to tell you, I was pretty impressed with Chad and the job that he did, and I appreciate you doing that, Chad, jumping in there on quick notice like that and giving us a good show. In fact, some information that I didn't even know. Put my glasses on. I'm trying to do it off of my wife's cell phone. Hey, somebody say, we hear you, Coach. It's okay. Somebody give me a thumbs up.
We hear you.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks. Good. Man. Heavenly Father, just the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart, let it be pleasing on our side here in Jesus' name. So, I heard some great stuff. You know what? We have to figure out a way. Again, I'm looking at my wife's cell phone here. We got to figure out a way that I want to get more of you, more of our listeners to become speakers. We'd love to hear what you have to say about the situation, what you think is going on. So at any time, feel like it's okay to pipe in here. And we don't want to turn this into a show where it's just Coach Dave and then the same five or six people speaking every day. Although, God bless them, they do. They bring great information. But it's like going to church, right? Only certain people allowed to speak in church. I love Randy. Anybody want to hear anybody besides Randy? I love Craig. Anybody want to hear anybody besides Craig? I love Dale. Anybody want to hear anybody besides Dale? There's all kinds of great voices out there that are not getting mentioned. And we want to be able to do that. So, Lord, we just thank you for this day. Proverbs 6, right? We're still up. We're still going after that. I'm going to pull it up on my screen. Maybe you can throw it up on your screen there, Dale. I'm sorry, Dale. Spencer, and then we're going to dive in there. I was thinking about this. The Bible has to be real. I said this yesterday. Because nobody could have the wisdom here. Nobody. Ain't no way that the wisdom that you get in the Proverbs that a human being could have written. Those are God winks are everywhere, right? And I just pray this that all of you out there still staking. I got out of it a little bit because I was in St. Louis and we staked a couple places there, but I'm going to get back at it today and I'm going to get out with my stones and we're going to go reclaim some property for the cause of Christ. And the reality of it is, friends, many of us doing it, but the number of people, man, who have been doing it is really, really a blessing to my heart. I'm dealing with an issue here, Spence, this morning. Because I don't have the screen up, I can't really see who's got their hand up and all that kind of stuff. So here at some point, maybe you can help me out with this. I want to read Proverbs 6 to us this morning because it is the sixth day of this 30-day marathon we're on here. And so bear with me as I read Proverbs 6. I'm broadcasting here and reading over here, so I'm sorry if it's distracting to you. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Boy, evidently, same word, something there. Do this now, my son. Deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go, humble thyself, and make sure thy friend. Hey, folks, if you got a grudge or you're holding a grudge against a buddy, a friend, somebody used to be close to you, you got a grudge against them, it's very clear. Stop that. Go make it right. Go make it right. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. How many of you out there, how many of us are in bondage by our own behavior? Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. When thou art come into the hand of thy friend, go, humble thyself, and make sure thy friend. So, you know, over the course of a Coach Dave Live here, boy, we sometimes offend one another. People drop all out of the queue, didn't agree theologically. Really? 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 We're going to divide over doctrine? Don't we have enough of that? Verse 4, give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to the eyelids until you do that, it says. Deliver yourself as a roe from the hand of the hunter and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. You're trapped. We're all trapped with unbelief, resentment, whatever it is. You're in a prison, man. You're in a prison. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. I'm not going to interpret all this. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gather her food in the harvest. It's about individual Christianity, I think. I get lost here. How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will thou arise out of your sleep, church? So shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward heart, prideful. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet. He teaches with his fingers. Frowardness, pride, is in his heart. And he deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. And suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. Oh, my goodness. Because these six things the Lord hates. What? Lord hates? I thought he was love. These six things he hates. Seven are an abomination to him. Proud look, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, and feet to be swift in running to mischief. Stop the gossip. Stop it already. A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord amongst the brothers.
Dale, can you... My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman, lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul and when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold and shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts.
Man, this is crazy. My wife ran down with her laptop. Thanks, Mel, for picking it up. My wife, are you guys hearing me okay?
Yes.
Because listen, I got a message. I know the Lord doesn't want out. The enemy doesn't want out. Hey, Michelle, come here a second real quick. I had to get my other hat. I'm going to put my regular hat back on. Take that upstairs for me, sweetie. Okay, cool. Now I feel like I'm just getting started. Mel, thanks for jumping in there for me. Thanks, Chad, yesterday for all you did. You did great, man. You did great. No, I'm not going to let you start hosting every day. No, you're not that good. No, you're not me. But other than that, Chad, you did really, really well. Amen. Amen. So I'm trying on my wife's computer, trying to find out where's the queue? Where's everybody at? Where are the names? Oh, there we come. Let me see. Okay. Now we're getting gone now. Okay. Sorry, folks. From my end. Here's what I want to talk about today. Michelle and I went to the funeral of our buddy Chris Clegg. I'm really paranoid. Y'all hearing me okay? Somebody say yeah, Coach. We hear you.
You're good.
All right. Thank you. Thank
you're good,
you.
Coach.
Okay. Give great. It, thanks. Thanks.
Give it heck.
So I went to a funeral yesterday of Chris Clegg. And Chris Clegg was a God bless Chris Clegg, without going into a whole lot of detail about it. We met Chris and his wife Shelley through Operation Save America Street Ministry. He became a real warrior for the cause of Christ. He went through a horrific 2-year battle with cancer. And yesterday was the funeral. Michelle and I were able to go out there for a couple of days and be part of that. And look, I always run the risk when I say the truth of offending people. And I want to tell you the truth, okay? So yesterday, I sat there in a funeral, and I was part of it, and Flip Benham was part of it, and another pastor was part of it. And I had about 3 minutes, and Flip Benham, who's, there ain't nobody brings the truth like Flip Benham, amen, Dale? And Flip spoke. But I couldn't get away from, of all the people that were there who knew Chris Clegg, why the Lord had opened the door for me to speak. And in the brief time that I had, I played a song I want to play right now. Sadly, YouTube, wherever, they're probably banned it because I'm playing this song. But Spencer, I got up. Yeah, folks, look, are you looking at me, friends? I want to dispel something here today. Not everybody's going to heaven. Not everybody's going to heaven. And for some reason, we have this universal feeling that we're all going to heaven. We're all going. What's Spencer? Do you know which one it is? It's On My Way to Heaven, number 3. And I stood before him and I read, Spence, pull up for me. I'm sorry, Fraps. I'm all over the place. I get it. Pull up. Oh my goodness. Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, number 2. Pull up number 2. Pull up number 2, friends. Pretty clear here, okay? Somebody who can read better than me, please read Matthew 17 through 23. By the way, I believe Chris Clegg is in the presence of the Lord. I don't know what that means. I don't know if he's in heaven. I'm just telling you, the theology is so greasy theology. Where do you go when you die? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. All that stuff. I don't have time to get in all that stuff. But I sat there yesterday and listened. Don't take this wrong. I sat in the middle of a bunch of Christians, I think, who don't even know what it means to be a Christian. Is that safe to say that, friends? Somebody give me an amen, Chad. Chad, somebody, Vinny, give me an amen. Sitting in the midst of a bunch of Christians.
Amen.
Do you remember the day before I had showed you that what, 12%? Maybe 12% of Americans have a biblical worldview. That the Bible says wide is the way and narrow is the gate. That not everybody, he said, what? Not what? Okay. Mel, you did such a great job. Read this for us right now. Friends, now hang on. So I'm there at that funeral. I had about 5 minutes. I had 5 minutes to speak. And I wasn't going to get there and start talking about how everybody goes to heaven, because that's a lie. And I said, Lord, of all the people, why would Chris and Shelley have me here? Why me? All these friends that knew him, why me? It's because I know that God wanted me, Chris wanted me to deliver the message that everybody needed to hear. Hey, are you looking at me? I don't care how long you've been in church. I don't care if you're an elder. I don't care if you're assistant pastor, associate pastor. I don't care if you're married to the pastor. There's only one way to heaven. And this Bible warning is very clear from Jesus Christ himself. And I'm going to have Mel read this to you. Folks, these letters are written in red. Written in red. Not everybody's going to heaven. Or as my buddy said, everybody's going to heaven, but ain't nobody going to stay. And then not everybody's going to stay. Now, hang on a second. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Does that mean you immediately go to heaven? It didn't when I die. Am I all of a sudden together with my mom and my dad? Huh? What? And all my buddies, and we're all going to just one big party and everybody's there? That's the message of the church. But that ain't what Jesus said. Mel, go ahead and read that for us there.
Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit.
So there are good trees and bad trees, good fruit and bad fruit. Go ahead.
A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
Wow. Listen, Mama, hang on a minute. Folks, words have meaning. Huh? A good tree cannot, not won't, not doesn't, cannot bring forth evil fruit. A good tree can't produce rotten tomatoes. Can't do it. And neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So we could put all the Lindsey Grahams we want to in Washington, D.C., and it ain't going to bring forth good fruit. Why? Because it can't. It's not that it doesn't, not that it won't. It cannot. Go ahead, Mel.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
Woo, hey! Oh, baby, what? What? Every tree that doesn't, I thought it wasn't about works, coach. I thought it isn't about works. Well, it's not. By faith, you're saved through grace. By grace, you're saved through faith, lest any man should boast. But when you stand before the great white throne judgment, you're going to give an account for all your deeds that you do. Oh, yeah, you are, according to the Bible, right? And what does it say? Go ahead, Mel. Start with 19 again. I'm going to try to shut up for a minute. Go ahead.
Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
Wait, now, what would be that fire? What would be that fire? Okay, go ahead.
Wherefore by their fruits shall ye shall be, sorry. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them.
Wow. Works don't matter, boys and girls. Works don't matter. Really? Huh? Wherefore, by their works, their fruits, you shall know them. Hang on a second, Mel. I was with Flip Benham yesterday, who was really a mentor of mine. The guy who baptized Norman McCorvey, Flip Benham. Spent the weekend, a couple of days there with Flip. Just tried to impress upon Flip what an impact he had had on my life. And that I was fruit of his ministry. Just like, praise God, many of you are fruit of our ministry. You with me? Why? Because it's a good tree. It's bringing forth good fruit, right? And by the way, Many are called, few are chosen. Not everybody is saved. Okay, go ahead. I'll shut up a minute. Go ahead.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Mm.
Many will say to me in that
day. Wait a minute. How many will?
Many.
Many. Not a few. Not a few. Go ahead, Mel.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
I never knew you. What? I thought everybody's going to heaven. I thought everyone's going to heaven. And that's the message that I tried to bring to all of Chris's friends who are there. Dude, you ain't all gone. You ain't all gone. Now look, that's not a popular message at a funeral, is it? Because everybody sitting in that room thinks they're on their way to heaven. They're on their way to heaven. When they die, everybody goes to heaven. All dogs go to heaven, they tell us, right? Well, Mel says, read the book of James. God, yeah, I don't have time to do that right now. So there's a false gospel going on out there. Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, is going, hey, folks, I'm sorry. Broad is the way, narrow is the, I'm talking to some of y'all. Broad is the way, narrow is the gate. Many come, few find it. Why do we go into churches and say, oh, what a wonderful guy this was. He's in the Lord. He's in heaven. That, folks, that's not what the Bible teaches, okay? No, one way. Hang on. I'm distracted because I got so many devices up here trying to get going. But I want to show you something here. Here's what I did yesterday. I got up in front of him and I said that. I said what I believe Chris wants. Without going into great detail, this has happened to me. I don't know if it's happened to you. When Chris and Shelley Clegg found Jesus, they were raised Catholic just like I was. Nothing against Catholics. They lost friends. They lost friends. People say, but what happened to the old Chris? What happened to the old Shelley? Now they're just a Jesus this and abortion this. Well, they used to be so much fun. And now, oh my, what happened to Chris? And can anybody say amen? Has that happened to any of you out there? Because I'm telling you, it's happened to me. What happened to that good old Dave? What happened? They used to be so much fun. And now all he wants to do is talk about Jesus. And right? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes.
Yes.
And so I stood in front of him yesterday and said, hey, y'all, what Chris has been trying to tell you, although I didn't say that, what Chris has been trying to tell you, not everybody's going to make it. You ain't all going to get in. And after I got through saying that, I played number three. Bear with me here a second. Go ahead, Spence. Listen to the words. Listen to the, now YouTube's probably going to pull this off here, right? They're probably going to pull it off. Listen to the words of the song. It's Dennis, Randy Quaid. Remember Randy and Dennis Quaid? Powerful testimony from Dennis. Go ahead and play it.
Roses, but still I'm gonna be alright, long as I got my Savior by my side. He freed me from the heavy chains that had bound my broken heart, picked me up, gave me a brand new start.
Hey, now I'm on my way to heaven.
Now I'm on my way to heaven. On my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. So I can't be staying.
Freeze that a second.
Freeze it. I got this revelation yesterday, folks. From the moment you are born, from the moment I was born, my destination has been heaven. That's what he's saying. He's on his way to heaven. He can't be staying long. He's got a job, a short period of time to do it. He's on his way to heaven. Just passing through here. Go ahead.
I was serving time in prison in a solitary cell, sentenced by a judge and jury of myself. And it blessed me, forgave me,
amen,
touched me with his love, shined down all his glory from above. Everybody else. Why can't he forgive me? And he walks with me every day. Holds my hand and points the way.
Figured out why you like junk.
What?
Why you like to fix things, why? Make something out of nothing all the time.
Like to fix things. Why?
They got a word for that. What's that word?
It's redemption.
Redemption.
Yeah.
My dad was a monster. And I saw God transform him from a man that I hated into the man I wanted to become.
And he will walk with you every day. Shepherd's lamp will guide you every step along the way. Now I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. On my way to heaven. So I can't be staying long. I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven.
Would you like to come along?
Would you like to come along? Come along. Come along, friend. Hey.
Amen, 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 amen. That happened to you? That happened to you? I told him yesterday, no, maybe I didn't tell him. I wanted to tell him yesterday that I was a Catholic, whatever that means, for 30-some years. And I met Jesus. I'm not bashing Catholicism. I'm talking about me. And I heard the gospel message. And I heard that I knew I was a sinner. They didn't have to tell me. I knew that. And I thought I'd been saved through confirmation and first communion. And what was that called? I don't remember. I thought I was saved through religion. I thought I was he asked me if I was a Christian. I'd say, yeah, I'm a Christian. Had a form of godliness and denied the power thereof. And when I ran to the altar that night,
I jokingly say to people that it did for me what a phone booth did for Clark Kent. I walked in that church, one man, and walked out of there a different man. I can't explain it to you. I was born again. I was born from on high. And since that moment, I've been losing friends and gaining friends. You know what I'm talking about? Because why? Everywhere I go, I want to talk about my wife. I want to talk about Michelle and how beautiful she is. What a wonderful mother she is and grandmother. She's my bride. I cannot not brag about my wife. Yet I'll go out into the midst of people, turn my hat around because I want to fit in with everybody else. I can't do that anymore. I can't do that. Something happened deep inside of me that transformed me. The Bible says, behold, all things become new. I became a brand new creature. I cannot explain it, but it happened to me. And our churches are full of people that never happened to. Boy, I wish I could line them up. I wish I could line up the pre-1978 Coach Dave. Was it 88? Pre-1988 Coach Dave, and let them tell stories about what a wicked man I was, thinking I was a Christian. So I met the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And so I say to people, it did for me what a phone booth did for Clark Kent. In one guy, out another. Cape came out. I became Coach Dave. Whatever that means. And I've been stacking fruit ever since. I don't say that bragging to, just bear with me here a second. It's been an emotional couple days. I've been stacking fruit ever since. And my batteries get, oh my goodness. Michelle, I need your power cord. I need your power. Boy, the devil doesn't want this signal going out. I'm going to lose it here in a second, I think, Chad. So bear, somebody get ready to get in here. Huh? Huh? Now I'm on my way to heaven. I'm a brand new creature. I can't talk about that old guy and the things I used to do. I can laugh about it, but I'm ashamed of them. I'm ashamed of it. All things became new. Has that happened to you? Has that happened to you? Because I was in a church yesterday, not making fun of anybody or anything. I'm telling you, they didn't get it. Some of them did. Some of them didn't. I need the power cord. I need the power cord. And you know what happened? I got a whole new set of friends. Not everybody who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall I enter the kingdom. Got some new friends, some better friends. Decided I'd pay a price, a different kind of price. It's working over here. I don't know what's going on with the technology today. Lord doesn't want this message going out. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, Coach Dave Live followers. Has the gospel changed you? Are you different than you used to be when you got saved? I cannot not brag on my wife. Why am I able to not brag on Jesus? Why am I able to get around people and wear my cross hat and be proud that I'm a Christian? Say, you want to come along? Come on in. It's all good. What's happened with Christianity that nobody wants to be one anymore? Whose fault is that? Michelle, I need my cord. She can't hear me. I don't know what's going on here. What a day. I'm going to open it up. I got more, but I want to hear from you, and I'm going to run out. Hey, friends, you're hanging around a lot of people that aren't Christian. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof from such men. Turn away, the Bible says. Turn away doesn't mean to ignore them. Doesn't mean to ignore them. But don't follow them. Don't follow them. Such men turn away. Am I working over here? Do I have two cameras up here? God, the devil doesn't want this word going out. Hey, some of you folks, you got to get rid of your religion and your rule following and all that kind of stuff, because it's by grace through faith. grace through faith. You cannot work your way into heaven. I'm going to tell you this. Once you receive Christ as your Savior, he expects works. Why would you hire a plumber not having plumb? Why would you hire a roofer not having roof? You're a disciple. He hired you. You're a hired hand. Michelle, I need the card. Salvation message. See, that's me, coach. I go to church. I ain't got no power in my life. No power in my life. No different me than the other boys when I go to the football game or go, well, ain't no difference. Ain't no difference. No, I'm just one of the boys. Just one of the boys. I'm going to run out of power. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. Come on, jump in here. Mel's got her hand up. I know she wants to talk about an action. Power of a mustard seed, Paul. Whatever, whatever. I'm going to wait. Chad, get ready. I'm going to lose her. Michelle. I'm just kidding. She's upstairs. I need to pass the cord. Go ahead, Mel.
Thanks, Coach. Hey, yes, first things first, Operation 31 is in effect right now. So we are on the sixth day. It corresponds to the day of the month that August is. So everybody hop on board with that. And the other thing I wanted to just mention, Spencer, if you could go to events, please, the events tab. Yes, Rochelle and I will be together and online tomorrow night. Rochelle has, if you could click on the title too so people could see where the link is. But this is the third part of the Ecclesia Bible study. And we are studying the book of Revelation, which talks a lot about what Coach is talking about, what happens in the end, you know, where we go when we die. So Spencer, can you click on the title of that, please? And the way to get into the Zoom Bible study is that you just scroll down there a little bit. There you go. There you go. You see where it says in red, Zoom link, click to join, go down a little bit more. Okay. It's that blue link right there. You click to join. We're going to be online starting at 7 o'clock. We'll probably go about an hour, maybe a little bit longer, but this is the third part. We're getting together whenever we can. If you've missed parts one and two, you can go to the Liberty Action Network to the media tab. If you could hit the media tab for me, Spencer. Under the media tab at the top nav bar. There we go. So we've got part one and part two posted there for you under the media tab. So if you've missed part one and part two, no worries. You've got it right there. You can catch up. And again, we will be online in our Ecclesia Bible study tomorrow night starting at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Thank you.
She was in the shower. So when I was screaming at her, she couldn't hear me. She was in the shower. So I got the power cord up and running. Come on in. Somebody, come on in. I've rambled enough. Hey, folks. Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom. Not everybody's going. Despite what they told you at the funeral. Despite what your happy slappy pastor told you, not everybody's going. Broad is the way and narrow is the gate. Many, but few find it. And we are sending out this soft, soft message that it's easy to be a Christian. Let me tell you something. It's the hardest thing I ever did in my life. Become one. No, hang on. It was easy to become one. It was hard to be one. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, it's one thing to say, I'm in line. But all of a sudden, when it's your turn to stand, that ain't easy. Oh, I got to follow rules? What? I can't do the things I used to do? Why? I'm not going to have the same friends I used to have? What? What? No, Jesus loves everybody. He loves everybody. Jesus isn't judgment. Anybody riding with me here? I'm sorry, man. Must be the ride home in that convertible. That's all I can get. Come on, I want to hear from you. Talk about anything you want. You can talk about anything you want. I'm going to open it up. Go ahead, Mary Beth.
Hey, Coach, I think it's a really sad thing when you go to a funeral and you know that, well, you don't know. You don't know because only God knows the heart. But when you have seen the fruit and then you, I don't know. Like,
yeah, when
like
there ain't no evidence like in your eyes that he's going to heaven, right? Why are we fool people?
No hope,
telling
right?
Everybody's gone.
Yep.
It's an exclusive club, man. It's an exclusive club. Come on in, Roger. Come on, I want to hear from you. I've been rattling long too long here. Now that I got power.
You know, Coach, when I got saved, I think the most natural thing for you when it's real is you want to go out and share it with the world.
How can you not tell somebody? I got this beautiful wife. I got this, look at her. Look at her. I got this beautiful Savior. Look at him.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The woman at the well, what'd she do? Come see a man, told me everything I did. You know, she couldn't keep it in. And she had one of the best responses in the New Testament. You know?
Amen. Amen. Huh? Huh? He said, if you're ashamed of me before men, somebody help me out here. Isn't this in the scripture? If you're ashamed of me before men, well, I'm going to be ashamed of you before my Father. That's why I wear the cross hat literally everywhere I go. Everywhere I go. Well, that would be a lie, but you get me, right? Why? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I want people to ask me about that thing. But they don't. They don't ask me about. Sometimes in Walmart or Kmart, I don't even have Kmart. I'm in line. Maybe when I'm checking out, real quietly, the cashier will lean over and says, I love your hat. See, they're testifying, right? They're testifying. Rather than say, oh, another follower of Jesus. Yeah! I love your hat. Whispering it. Shame to the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't get me going. Johnny, come on in here.
Good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day out. I just want to just say that, you know, maybe a good indicator upon ourselves, and I know you all know this, but I'm going to say it anyway, is that when we do something intentional, do we do it for the glory of ourselves, or do we do it for the glory of God?
Amen. Amen. Hey, Johnny, I think even more than that. Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. You hear the voice of God? Now, hang on. My sheep hear my voice, and another voice they will not hear. Now, wait a minute. It must be more than just hear. It must be something more. Because you hear that other voice? I hear that other voice sometimes. And when I hear that other voice, I say, shut up, dude. I ain't doing that. So evidently the word that my sheep hear my voice, it must bring with it the idea of obedience. I hear his voice and I obey his voice. So when I went out and I started staking the other day, however many I said, a bunch, I'm going to do some more. I just took a bunch of rocks with me, and I'm driving down the road, and the Lord will say, boom, hey, what about there? And boom, what about there? Why? Because I hear his voice. I hear his voice. And I got convicted. I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden the Lord says to me, stake post office. I'm getting ready to drive by it. And I thought, that's stupid. That's stupid. Why would I stake the post office? And I keep on driving, and I'm telling you, it's like somebody lassoed me, pulled that thing against my neck, didn't yell at me. I said, stake the post office. So now I'm at the point of, am I going to obey or not? So I turned around, went back, prayer walked, staked the post office. Do I know why? No. But I heard his voice. I heard his voice. If you hear his voice, acknowledge I hear that, Lord. Doesn't always make sense. In fact, most times it won't make sense. But the more I began to think about it, wow. Think of the lies that flow through the mail. Think of the wickedness that flows through the mail. Wow, wow, wow. Come on in, Dale. Hey, Dale, by the way, Flip loves you, man. We all love you. I just want to say publicly what your relationship has done in my life, your love for the Lord, and your unwavering commitment to Christ. It encourages me every day, brother.
And I want to say to you,
amen.
I want to say to you now, rather than when you're laying in that casket, say, daggone, I should have said something. I love you and appreciate you, Dale. Come on in.
Well, Coach, you know, my feelings are mutual, and I'm going to lighthearten that just for a minute. You trying to say that I'm going to die before you? Coach, we had that little conversation yesterday, man. Let me tell you what, the impact that Flip had on our life, the impact that you had on my life, just as it's reciprocal. It is a beautiful thing. You know, I just want to point out a few, you know, it says that this is what the scripture says. It says, my sheep hear my voice. And it says, and I know them. And they follow. They follow. It's not about that I just listen, Coach. It says we are to work out, keywords, work out our salvation daily with fear and trepidation. Now, to exercise that, do you see the there's a pattern there? Working out, exercising, following me. Hebrews 11:1, now faith, that is pistis, that's a noun. But when you get down to verse 6, it goes from now to by faith. That is pistuo. It is an adjective, Coach, which means it is the action of the noun word. And let me tell you what, Coach, the sheep, we hear his voice and they follow. In other words, they actually do something. They exercise their faith.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Coach, as a pastor, I've done many of funerals, and I'm telling you what, I've never been to a funeral where everybody doesn't think that Jimmy, Johnny, and Joe, and Jill have not all gone to heaven and that they're all in a better place.
They're
you know,
there
and it's a hard,
it's
a hard thing to do a funeral. And one of the things that I've always tied into a funeral is this, is the voice beyond the grave. If that person can come back, I don't know if they're in heaven and I don't know if they're in hell, but I do know if they could come back and say one thing to you, they would tell you to bend your knee to Jesus, period. Because we're not the judge of that, Coach, you know, and I'm sorry to miss that, but brother, I truly appreciate you. It has been an honor and it is an honor, and love you, brother.
Thanks, Dale. Thanks, Dale. And that's why I told Flip, I said, you know, Flip, you don't have any idea. You know, Flip, you don't have any idea the lives you've impacted. You know what he said? Nor do you, Coach. Shoo! Talk about a boom.
And Coach, the lives he's impacted on my children. Is trickling down to my children's children.
Amen. Let me ask you, folks. Are you leaving a mark? I said, boy, hanging around Flip Benham, I left a mark. Hanging around Dale Social, wow, that left a mark. Hanging around Coach Dave, boy, that left a mark. Are you leaving a mark, Randy? Come on in, Randy.
Yeah, Coach. Titus, in Titus 3, Paul's letter to Titus, he says this. He says this in verse 8. This is a faithful saying. He's talking about after they've been saved right here, what Dale was talking about. So he's building on that. And here's what he says. This is a faithful saying. And these things I want you to affirm constantly, constantly, that those who have believed in God should be careful or eager to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. So in other words, Coach, Paul's teaching Titus here that, yeah, after you're saved, here's what you do after that. It's what Dale just said with those verbs. You're justified by grace, which is in verse 7. But then in verse 8, he said, now be eager to maintain good works. So it's exactly what you just said, Coach, but now we have a confirmation. It isn't just your opinion. This is the scripture.
And so, you know, Randy, one of the things yesterday at Chris's service, not everybody received the word well. Some of them probably were angry. But I know that I was there to say to all of them what Chris would say if he was there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to get in there and sing songs about Chris is in a better place and yada, yada, yada. No. What would Chris say to you right now if he could jump up out of that coffin? What would he say to you right now? And can I tell you something? People don't want to hear it, Randy. They don't want to hear it. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof, and such men turn away. By the way, Dale Socia told me yesterday, you ready for this? The most wicked, in my opinion, abortion clinic in America, in New Orleans, Louisiana, is shutting down. Is that right, Dale? Planned Parenthood shutting down in Louisiana and New Orleans?
September 30th is the day they close the door. Coach, you're talking about staking. You're talking about rocks. Rusty Thomas, I, and Bill Shanks salted that ground in 2009. It took them 4 years to finally build it. They never got their license to murder, surgically murder. They always did the pill dispensing, but now they are officially closing September 30th. Let me tell you what, staking works, rocks work, and salting the ground works.
Hey, Dale, that was a high place in abortion. What a deal. That was a high place.
That was owned by the same big mega center over in Houston. That big one, that's Gulf State Planned Parenthood.
Which is closing too, by the way.
Yes, sir. That Houston and Colorado, those are the two biggest mega centers.
Amen. That daggone Trump. Come on in, Craig.
I've been asked to preach at a funeral, but Spencer, pull up Luke 16:19-31. But if I do, this will be the verse that I read. It's about Lazarus and the rich man. And this is, it's in red. So this means Jesus is telling that, right?
Yep.
And we all know that story, but go down to verse 27, Spencer. Verse 27. So he kind of says, he's talking to Abraham. He says, nah, you can't come over here. There's a great chasm. Then he said, I pray therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of poor men. Wow. And Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, if they hear not Moses or the prophets, neither will they be persuaded that one rose from the dead. Of course, that's just talking about Jesus too, right?
Sure.
But in reality is, I think what that gentleman's saying is if you know Christ, okay, you better tell your brothers and your sisters and your friends, and maybe wear that cross hat to Walmart. I think that's what that verse says. So
that's right, brother. Not ashamed of the gospel. I ain't wearing an Ohio State Buckeye hat. I'm not wearing a Cleveland Brown hat. I'm not wearing a New York Yankee hat. I'm wearing the cross hat everywhere I go. Huh? I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not a secret service Christian, secret agent, Maxwell Smart. Christian Maxwell. No, I'm not. I ain't that way. I ain't gonna live like that. I don't care who that person
is. Can I tell you my story of my cross hat last night?
Now go.
Okay, so national night out, right? So yep. We're in the Lowe's parking lot with Saving God's Children trailer. You've seen that. I mean, it's definitely a Christian trailer.
Sure.
We had our animals, which made a big hit. And the lady that runs the Lowe's came to me and said, hey, we're having a safety event on Saturday in October. Will you bring your Saving God's Children trailer about human trafficking? And, you know, I was wearing my cross hat while she asked me that. So she knows that we're a Christian organization. So we got an invite to the Lowe's for their safety Saturday.
Amen. Not ashamed of the gospel. Steve Deck, quickly.
So here's a testimony. I had a godly man in church pass away on Resurrection Sunday. I get word about him passing away on Tuesday, and we're doing a 7-day of fast for revival in the church. And Friday night, I'm praying to God and Jesus, and who do I see? That man, Damon. He appeared. I saw him from the waist up with his, and he was a black fella, and he was so excited to tell me what heaven looked like. He says, bro, you got to see this place. It's awesome. It was incredible. Yes. Right. And I was just awestruck. I'm not supposed to entertain familiar spirits. I just listened to what he had to say. And then all of a sudden he shifted gears. He said, bro, he says, I want to thank you for being there for me. And then poof, he was gone, you know?
Oh my goodness.
But he was so filled with joy and an amazement of what heaven looked like. And he just, you know, words could not describe it. So I delivered that message to his family on the funeral the next day.
Not ashamed of the gospel. Trent, hurry up, man. We got just a few minutes. I'm going to come off early because we're on a couple of programs. Go.
Coach, we stake and tear down a Luciferian high place for blood sacrifice, which is currency in the spiritual realm. Amen. We don't think we can stake and tear down the training centers of these schools that are all over the nation. They're not even as strong as abortion meals.
Amen, brother. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. But listen, the gospel has no power if you're ashamed of it. See you tomorrow.
And we're clear. We made it, Coach. We survived.